raw vegetables overcoming genetic heart disease?
And also berries, Steve, sort of raw fruits as well. This is a study that was done at McGill University, very interesting in terms of how they measured things. There is a gene that we have that about 1 in 5 people have, and the name of it's not that important. Essentially, this particular gene was discovered in 2007 that was linked to increased risk of heart attack and heart disease, and this was later confirmed over the past 4 years that this indeed is the case. This gene does do this. So when this gene is activated, it causes more heart disease or heart attack. So this particular study looked at 27,000 people from different parts of the world, European, South Asian, Chinese, Latin American, and Arab peoples. And they looked at who had a heart attack, who didn't have a heart attack, who had the gene, who didn't have the gene, and then what they ate. And they found that when people ate more vegetables, and this was a sort of a dose response, the more vegetables and fruits that these people ate, the more these genes, if they had the gene, was turned off. Literally a switch is turned on and off, Steve. So in this case, those people who ate a diet that was rich in vegetables and fruits had the same risk as those people who didn't have the gene. So in other words, it deactivated that mechanism that led to the heart disease, which very interesting because there are other diseases that have been demonstrated, colon cancer being one of them, where the diet does play a role in how it activates or deactivates various genes that either protect us or lead to cancer. So this is actually pretty good evidence when you look at how diet influences, in this case, heart disease. You know, we tell people, you know, recommend, you know, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, stay away from processed foods. And in fact, they found that those people that consumed the worst diets who had the gene had about a 30% increased risk of suffering a heart attack. And they came up with these numbers by looking at this global population of 27,000 people and looking at who had the heart attacks and who didn't.
But as I'm reading the story, though, Doctor.
Yes.
I saw one line on the main driver was raw vegetables. Okay.
Correct.
And then I'm looking elsewhere in the story. I can't find anything more on that.
There are other. I looked through the paper itself and also through other stories that have picked up on certain other aspects of it. And they also mentioned that there was berries as well that they included in this. But the main driver in this case, yes, was vegetables, but other fruits as well seem to have an effect on this. Bottom line to all of this, Steve, is it's the same old advice. The only thing different is now we're discovering the mechanisms and the reasons why this advice is helpful.
But I'm coming back to the raw vegetables part, because I can't find anything more on it other than that one line. And you were saying that you were looking, you saw berries as well.
Yeah.
Is eating a cooked vegetable as good for you as eating a raw vegetable?
They're referring to vegetables in themselves. So raw, cooked, I don't see any difference in terms of the vegetable's nutritional value or the compounds within the vegetables that do that. In fact, Dr. Richard Béliveau, who wrote Foods That Fight Cancer, mentioned exactly this, that it's the vegetables themselves, it's the preparation itself is not going to really have that huge an effect on the activity. So whether you're making a salad or whether you're cooking corn or other vegetables, I don't see that going to be a major problem. I think that the main thrust of this is eat vegetables.
Okay.